Atza Gibor in the Gevuras Hashem has another meaning as well. And this is the Tanya in Shar HaYichud V'HaEmuna. It explains that just like we can't understand Hashem's godless, Hashem's greatness, Hakel HaGadol, which is Hashem's ability to create Yesh Me'ayin, to create something from nothing, and to give it life, which is Olam Chesed Yibane. So too, says the Balatanya, we also don't have the ability to understand, fully be masig, fully appreciate Hashem's Gevura. Hashem's Gevura is his tzimtzum, his ability to constrain himself, to constrict himself. And if chesed is expansion, then Gevura is this constriction, this limitations. Because what does Hashem do? Hashem constricts his revelation of himself and operates behester panim, his akel mistata, in order to make space for us. And therefore he holds back, because were Hashem to just be kulo chesed and extend and expand, then it would be obvious and evident to everybody there's a Borei Olam, there's a creator. What that would do is it would take away our bechira, it would take away our free choice, because it would be so obvious, so evident, that there's a creator and a sustainer. So Hashem's Gevura, as he holds back, and that's something that's very difficult for a human being to understand, to be masig. The gvura of an infinite being, to perceive the strength of an infinite being that is able to hold itself back in order to make space for others to be able to exist and to operate and to have consciousness and free will. So yes, gvura is tzimtzum. That Hashem is holding back from revealing himself fully in the world. This is the gevura that overpowers lizgalus al nivraim lachayus and makalim ilakayim and begilui, and therefore Hashem is holding himself back from revealing himself for our benefit. A moshel for this could be like a king, a mighty king that builds a city, a palatial city, the wonderful things inside, an incredible place, and goes and hides in order to see who's going to remember him, who's going to notice him, who's going to understand him. So the king makes this beautiful city, and he's waiting to see what happens, concealed. And he sees someone come along and say, I created this and everything belongs to me. And he kicks out the queen and the princess, and tells other people they have to honor him because I created this. And no one on the king's side actually does anything about it and say it was the king that created the city. And this person just fights, and there's no fighting for the king. Now the king in one moment could reveal himself and show the truth. But he holds back and he holds back and he holds back. Truth is, once eventually when the king reveals himself, we understand the love that the king had and the fact that he gave the person, gives the people space to be able to make their own choices, even if they make their wrong choices. That's Hashem's Gevura. He holds himself back, doesn't reveal himself, to give people the chance to return to the right, to the right path. Give them space to be able to do tshuva. That's incredible Gevura. Hashem gives us the space to be able to make mistakes in order to ultimately to learn how to get close to him. That's the Gevura Hashem.